We got every motor from Earth to Mars. It's kids talking about cars.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Kids Talking About Cars. I'm your host, Logan. And today, we have the brand new Mazda CX-5 Touring, because my parents just got one, Porsches, Tesla, and Nissan. Okay, let's start off the news. Now, we're starting off with Tesla. Tesla has been banned from promoting the autopiloting feature after a German court ruling? What? They have stopped an autopilot? I mean, that's pretty much Tesla's whole business, making electric cars with autopiloting features, but I guess Germany stopped it. I'm impressed. Mercedes fought back against Tesla. Never mind the bang, that was just my knee. I don't like about this is, I mean, Tesla is probably going to be the future of cars, and, well, if they can't do the autopiloting feature, what's the point in actually having a car company if one of the main features in your cars is autopilot? Okay, autopilot. If that's one of the main features, you can't just get rid of it. I mean, geez. But I mean, at the same time, it is also good because I'm pretty sure it's also for safety reasons and stuff too. Yes, I understand. But, well, I like the Tesla autopiloting feature. I wish they wouldn't get rid of it. And, that's all I have to say about it. Hopefully next week I have longer. Well, let's move on to Nissan. Nissan have launched the first new logo in 20 years. So you're telling me they haven't launched a logo since the year 2000? Jeez. At least the Duke isn't getting a bad logo. I mean, I don't know what it looks like, but I bet if the Duke had it, it'd look bad. Seriously, I don't like the Duke. And I'm not saying this from the Grand Tour. I legitimately don't like it. Well, I mean, 20 years, Nissan. Why did they just change it back to Datsun? Well, I mean, I was wondering that when I saw this on news, car news. I mean, why did they not just change it back to Datsun? Datsun owns Nissan again. They never owned Nissan, they just had Nissan bought Datsun, they did all the motor things. I'm not talking about General Motors, they're doing like the motoring things, using Datsun plans, I'm pretty sure. Until there were no more plans from Datsun, Nissan had to start making their own things. Yeah, that sort of stuff. Okay, well, that's all I have to say about all this topic on cars. I mean, I could find out some other stuff for Tesla. I mean, that's banned, and Nissan has a new logo. I bet it's just exactly the same, just more high tech. Okay, now, for this week's car of the week, we have the Mazda CX-5 Touring, and I know lots about it. Well, I know quite a few things about it, because 2 days ago, a while ago, my parents got one. But yesterday, 2 days ago, we received the one that we bought. And I mean, it's a CX-5 Touring. I'm pretty sure it's one of the best of the best. Okay. Now, this thing has a manual lumbar sports power adjustable driver's seat. Okay. A 2.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder. 250 horsepower at 5,000 RPMs and 0 to 100 in 8.8 seconds, and a 19-inch alloy rim. Well, what I can say about our one is that it's gunmetal gray. I like that. I'm not saying it because I like guns. I like the color, okay? And, well, I like the fact that it's bigger than the old other one that we have, because we also have the 2015 model, I think, of the Mazda CX-5, And, I mean, we've had it for a while. We had it since 2015 all the way up to 2020. So, that means we've had that car for 5 years. And we haven't even had the new one for one. My dad also has a Fiat 500, but that might be next week. Yeah, so I don't have much to say about it, except for that I love driving around in it. Seriously, the ride is the smoothest thing ever. And it's so smooth that literally, if you had to hold in a pee, you wouldn't be bouncing around, so it makes you pee more. It helps you so you can hold your pee for longer. So then, once you get to your destination, you can get to a toilet without peeing your pants already. I love it! Now, what I also like about this is that it's not the ordinary CX-5, it's a Touring. It's an upped model. If that's what I'm saying correctly. If you work at Mazda, please tell me if it's like an upped model, because I'm pretty sure it is. Today, I'm here with my little sister, Riley.
Hello.
What was the first car you were ever in? Because she's 2 years younger than me.
Peugeot 307 station wagon.
What's your dream car?
Aston Martin DB5.
Why?
Because it's fast.
Do you like the looks of it?
Yeah, I do.
Is it also because it's featured in James Bond?
No.
It's a James Bond car.
I don't care. Just ask me the next question already.
What's your car now? This is the car that she's in right now.
Mazda CX-5 Touring.
What are the things you like about it?
Has a lot of room in the car and much space, and it's pretty big. And I like it.
Okay, remember to speak louder.
And I like it because it has lots of space in it, and it's, yeah.
Okay, holding a Ford.
Ford.
Why?
Because Ford's a bit better than
Holden.
Holden, yeah.
It's because Holden shut down and no one, and it's like,
yes, and it's, why would they shut down? They had loads of customers.
No, it's just because General Motors is negative against good cars.
Yeah, well, I like Ford a bit better than
petrol or electric.
Petrol.
Why?
You really have to ask that. Well, why? It's because petrol's way better than electric, because electric, you have to charge it. It takes like 12 hours.
Yeah, that's true. Now, what's the fastest car you've ever seen?
Lamborghini Huracan.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
You know, its top speed is, well, it's more than 300. I actually have it here with me. Its top speed is 324 kilometers per hour. It's fast.
If you don't know where we saw it in the city.
Yeah.
It was a lime green.
Yeah.
Pretty, pretty.
Lime green with a big black spoiler on it too and everything.
My mom was like, whoa, what is this?
Then
you found it out.
Wait, Riley, just a quick question. This is back to like the news related stuff.
Okay.
What do you think about Tesla being banned from the autopilot? What do you think about that?
Well, it's a bit bad, is it?
I mean, Tesla's main product is autopiloting.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Nissan changing their logo?
I think Nissan should just keep it their logo.
But I mean, this one looks way more futuristic, suitable for 2020.
Why is people even changing like stuff as futuristic? Well, the
It has been 20 years since
Tesla. I do like their new logo a bit better though.
Tesla has always had the same logo because it's a car company that was releasing around.
Like, I thought you said they changed it.
Nissan did.
Oh, I mean Nissan. I'm stupid.
Tesla's just a T. Nissan says Nissan on it.
Okay? Sorry. And talking about Nissan.
Thank you for coming on my podcast.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Time for our forecast. Today we have Porsche. Like the 2019 911 Carrera. Twin turbocharged 3-liter boxer engine, 6-cylinder if you didn't know, automatic gearbox and rear-wheel drive. The 2017 718 Boxster S, 2.5 liter four cylinder engine, manual gearbox, rear wheel drive. Now, I'm going to talk about the 911 again. I would say I like 911s. They're probably my favorite type of Porsche. I like 911s so much though because of how much technology they have in them. They can be front wheel drive, rear wheel drive, all wheel steering, front wheel steering, rear wheel steering. A 911 can have anything on it. And when I say anything, I mean anything. And when I say anything, I actually mean anything. You can get it in black, red, blue, yellow. You can get it with a stripe, without a stripe, with like a 911 thing on the side. I mean, you can get the same thing as you get on a Beetle, just as it says turbo. That's amazing. I love the 911. Now, 718's a different story though, because, well, I haven't seen one before, and that's the whole point. But from the name and what I think, and I mean, I like Porsche, so I'm guessing it looks good, looks like a Porsche. Rear wheel drive, probably means you can get a front wheel drive, front wheel steering, all wheel steering, rear wheel steering, anything. Same thing, all over again. Porsche, you've done a good job with these two cars. Now, what I also like about them is that, well, then all Porsches are similar. That's what I'm trying to get at. All Porsches are similar in a way. Like, it could be looks, it could be speed, it could be transmission, it could be what gearbox it has, it could be like what color it has, it could be what livery it has, it could be anything. And the thing that makes sure that Porsches are apart from, for me, is the engine type. I mean, they both have an engine around 3 liters. The 911 Carrera, exactly 3 liters. But then, the Boxster S has a 2.5 liter. So they're both around that, like, oh, it's pretty big, but not too big. It gets you about 100 miles. 100 miles, I'm pretty sure it's 200 kilometers. I'm not too sure. Well, that's all I've got to say about these two magnificent cars. Hope you enjoyed the forecast. That's it for this week's episode. And just remember, if you're not in the cars, get into them.
We got every motor from Earth to Mars. It's Kids Talking About Cars.